Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 11th of July, 2025. Today's topic is United Faithful Friends. Our text today is taken from Daniel chapter 3, verses 7 through 18. Verse 7. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. Verse 11. And whoso falleth not down and worshippeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Verse 15. Now if ye be ready that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Our memory verse is taken from Daniel chapter 3 verse 17. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. The united friends in our text, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were highly ranked in privileged positions in Babylon. However, when persecution came, they preferred to worship God rather than the golden image set up by King Nebuchadnezzar. Similarly, the poetic lines of John Roy Hooper, 1495-1555 below, the English Bishop of Worcester and Gloucester, speak volumes. In the face of imminent death, he encourages us to stand for God during persecution. Fear not death, pass not for bands, only in God put thy whole trust, for he will require thy blood at their hands, and thou dost know that once die thou must, only for that thy life if thou give. Death is not death, but a means for to live. Do not despair. Of no worldly tyrant be thou in dread. Thy compass, which is God's word, shall the lead, and thy wind is fair. Like the three Hebrew youths, dear friends, as we journey from youth to old age, We must develop strong faith and trust in God. We have a duty to continually encourage our peers and friends with strong persuasion, to strengthen their faith in Christ in every situation, especially during persecution. Quote for the day. They prefer to worship God. The challenge for today is, by faith, obey God in all circumstances. Prayer. Lord, give me grace to stand for you, even in persecutions. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.